sharpen those hooks and pick up some new tackle to ensure you have what you need when you arrive at the shoreline. We're headed to the sporting goods store next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Stock up today at the Tackle Store to avoid missing opportunities at the water's edge. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council makes recommendations.
Your hooks, if they've been rattling around in your tackle box and stuff, check them to make sure they're sharp. And the easiest way to do that is to take the tip on your finger, and if it slides, that means it's dull. It needs to be sharpened. If it sticks and stays, it doesn't slide off your nail. That means it's sharp enough to penetrate a fish. The other ones, get a good hook file. I prefer one with a groove in it. Makes it a lot easier to get the right angle. Sharpen your hooks, change your line so that when you go out, you've prepared for that fishing adventure. You go out there and you don't have a bad time because your line breaks or your hook isn't sharp enough to hook your fish. It's also a great time to start looking at what's new that's going to help increase your odds of going out and catching that memorable fish or just going out and having a great time. One thing that we hear a lot is that, you know, I want one rod to do everything. And there is no such thing, because most of us aren't doing one thing. If we were just going to go fish with power bait all the time, then you could do one rod that'll do power bait. But a lot of times people like to fish with tube jigs, power bait, flying a bubble, spinners. There are some rods that will accommodate a bunch of those types of techniques, but a lot of times you'll need multiple rods to do different things. I always recommend that if you're going to do fly in a bubble, I like a 7-foot rod. It's going to be medium light.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.